Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Israel blasts the shameful UN blacklist of companies operating in Judea and Samaria, the so-called West Bank. We're going to be talking about this anti-Semitism and Israel's right to exist on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead. Well, this is another United Nations attack on Israel. In fact, after repeated delays, the UN Human Rights Office just a few days ago released a list of more than 100 companies whose operations are associated with the Judea and Samaria regions of Israel. Now, this is the biblical Judea-Samaria. You remember in the scriptures where it talks about the woman from Samaria or Judea. That's the same area. It's right around that Jerusalem outside of the outskirts area. It is also called the West Bank today by some people, but it is biblical Judea and Samaria. It is where the prophet Amos grew up. And in fact, in the book of Amos, if you go to the last chapters of that book, he actually prophesies that the people of Israel will return to that same land, his region, Judea and Samaria, and they will plant vineyards and they're going to eat from the fruit of their own trees. And in fact, that's happening now, and it's been happening for a while. Those prophecies are being fulfilled as we speak in the biblical Judea-Samaria. So why would the UN give a list of these 100 companies in Judea and Samaria? It's because they want people to boycott those companies and force them to move out of the Judea-Samaria. These include Motorola and General Mills, among others as well. These are big companies in what's called the Judea-Samaria area. And this is just, Holly, another attack by the United Nations against the only democracy in the Middle East, the nation of Israel.
You know, when you look at the Israel and the Jewish people have been the most abused people throughout history, but yet God's miracles continue to happen. His prophecies, you look out throughout the Bible, the prophecies regarding Israel have continued to happen. One is what you talked about earlier, and it's his chosen treasure, his holy land, and we as Christians have got to stand with Israel.
You know, the amazing thing is there at the United Nations building, there is a statue of a man who actually is there at the founding of the UN. They put him there because he's an individual who fought against the anti-Semitism in Nazi Germany, and he saved many, many people's lives. And so he's honored there, and he's been there as a statue since the beginning of that particular building.
In front of the UN.
Yeah, in front of the UN. Wow. And in fact, outside of the UN, they have a person beating a sword into a plowshare, and it quotes from the book of Isaiah. There's these scriptural verses that are actually engraved or in statues and monuments right there on the outside of the United Nations building, including, of course, this dedication to this man who ultimately gave his life to save the Jews during the Nazi Holocaust. And so here's where the UN is today. It has become dominated with these anti-Israel, anti-Jewish leaders of these different countries, and the Human Rights Council is just a farce. And so it's the first time that they've attempted to name and shame businesses connected to the development of the Jewish communities in Judea and Samaria. And, as I said, some of these are well-known. Motorola and General Mills and many others are located in that region.
So they want to bully people and encourage them not to use business with this companies because of Israel.
Yeah, and how many resolutions do they do against Iran, and how many against Hamas, a terrorist organization? They don't do any, but they constantly do these resolutions against the nation of Israel. And of course, obviously, they're very upset with the Trump's peace plan because over time, it recognizes that Israel can exercise sovereignty over Judea and Samaria. Actually, Israel exercises sovereignty over it now.
It owns it already.
Yeah, I mean, it's all part of Israel, and they're the ones who exercise the police protection. There's a lot of Jews that live there. There's also Arab Muslims that live in Judea, Samaria. They're intermingled in different neighborhoods, and some of them are different communities.
Right.
You can see them as you're driving by. That's an Arab community. This is a Jewish community. It's kind of all intermixed. You know, under President Obama, he wanted to give all of that back to Palestine or to the Palestinian Authority and create a Palestinian state. Well, if you did that, that would include Qumran. Qumran is where the Dead Sea Scrolls were discovered in 1947. It's where the oldest scroll of Isaiah was discovered, intact, by the way. And up until that time, the oldest scroll of the book of Isaiah was only in the AD period. And what happened was some critics of Isaiah and of prophecy said, well, yeah, we see the prophecies in the book of Isaiah, but they probably were written after Jesus to conform to what it looks like was a prophecy, but they're really written after the fact. Well, guess what? The entire book of Isaiah was found in Qumran in these amazing discoveries that began in 1947. And when you go and compare that scroll, which is 1,100 years older, and guess what? It goes back to about the 150, 170 some BC before Christ was born. It's the same book. They didn't make it up. They didn't write it after the fact. All of that area would be given over to they'd never controlled it, but given over to the Palestinian Authority, and we'd never be able to visit or do excavation sites in these critical locations.
And, you know, Israel is from where our Messiah will return one day, and it's all part of God's plan. And it's been exciting to see, you know, President Trump has been putting part of that in place, and he's recognizing the capital of Israel is Jerusalem, and he's doing things in favor of Israel that have never been done before.
Yeah, and you know, like the council here, this UN Council on Human Rights, while it accepts countries like China, Libya, Venezuela, and Somalia, where torture and other horrific practices are tolerated as a matter of policy, the overwhelming majority resolutions it passes focus only on one nation, and that nation is Israel. There's no torture. There's freedom. There's freedom of religion for Jews, for Christians, for Muslims. In fact, the Arab Muslims can vote. They have people on the Knesset. But in China, I mean, there's incredible human rights abuses in China, Venezuela, Somalia, Libya. So it's like the fox guarding the hen house. It's these countries that are real abusers of human rights then passing these resolutions to condemn a country that respects human rights. Right. It's long past due. You know, President Trump has, from the very beginning, begun withholding funding from the United Nations and not even recognizing some of the councils or the International Criminal Court of the United Nations. All of it has become farcical, and it's really outlived its purpose. It was designed after the war to bring nations together so that they could communicate and never have to go to a world war again.
Right. Under Obama, I mean, we were giving money to the terrorists, weren't we? That would in turn attack us.
Yeah, under Obama, and even under the previous Republican presidents, up until President Trump. We were giving money every year in the hundreds of millions of dollars to the Palestinian Authority.
It's crazy.
Knowing that they were taking some of that money and turning around and paying terrorists that committed terroristic acts against Jews. Right. And then compensating the families of those people when those terrorists were either killed or incarcerated.
Right.
And we continued to do it. We knew that they were using this money of American taxpayers until President Trump said, enough is enough. No more funds until you swear off terrorism. And of course, they're not going to do that. So they're not going to get any more funding to the Palestinian Authority.
Blood money. Yeah.
Go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. Pray for Israel, because in the next few days, in early March, there's going to be another national election. And it seems as though they can't get a majority between the Likud party, which is the party of Netanyahu, and the new upsurge party called Blue and White. The Blue and White party, frankly, is a problematic party. It is very, they try to say they're conservative. They're really not. And pray for this upcoming election in Israel, because they need to establish a good majority in this election so that they can form a government and continue to move on. Pray for Netanyahu. Pray for Israel. For more information, visit lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. Call us at 407-875-1776, lc.org.